by Dr. Framrose Bode, and he was a Zoroastrian high priest that taught comparative religion, and he gave some, the very first talk I went to of his was on yoga and Milarepa and, you know, some different yogis, and it was really inspiring, and I said, yeah, that's what I was wanted to do.
And when did you start doing the physical practice?
As I wanted to get deeper and deeper into it, he couldn't go any further because he wasn't a yoga teacher. So he said, you should go to the Shivananda organization. Swami Shivananda was a great yogi, and he has a center now here in Canada. So I went up and met Vishnu, and that was my first hatha yoga.
Yeah, that center. Is that center still there? That's a that's a beautiful place in Valmarin, just
that's
above
right.
Montreal. I think the thing that struck me about your book was that it's an approach to much more than what people might think they're getting if they pick up a book on yoga. It's much more than physical postures. It's more of a whole approach to life. Why did you write the book, and what does the book mean to you?
I think, you know, when you teach and you're talking about so many things and topics with people, they need something to refer to that'll help ground it and take it to another level. And I just always knew I would write a book that sort of compiled my perspective at some point. And I'd been working on it off and on for years, but then finally I bit the bullet and finished it.
And one of the things that really struck me in the book is an episode which I believe is about 5 years after you first started doing yoga, when you had an injury and it changed the way that you could practice yoga. And out of your experience with that, I think it changed the way that you do practice yoga and how you teach yoga. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I started having low back pain for a few years after, maybe 5 years into the practice. And for some reason that I won't go into now, a lot of the Shivananda practice feels you need to rest after every pose. So you kind of start getting warm, cool off, start getting warm. That was part of the cause, but I also had some horseback riding accident and a skiing accident. And I started having back trouble. And what I was told by the Swami was, well, just keep your flexibility, keep pushing into the pose so you stay open and stay flexible. But it kept getting worse. And at one point, I had a severe injury to where I could barely walk. So all along the time with that process, and the injury was I'd actually already left the Shivananda organization. And the injury itself became a great teacher that showed me how I could adjust the poses and how your body would guide you in the poses. And some of the things I learned about sequencing I found were actually producing the opposite effect. So one of the things I learned from the injury was, instead of to pay attention to the goals of the pose and what it's supposed to do, to really pay attention and learn the subtleties and actual effects of what's going on in the pose and the sequence of poses you do and the process that you're practicing, and understanding that. And that's one of the things I try to awaken people to in the book.
And let me just say that when I read that section, it really came to life for me, because you describe you'd attempt a pose, but you wouldn't go to where you thought you ought to be. You would pay more attention, it seems, to the little signals that your body was telling you. And you actually say how you found that doing variations on the pose or slightly changing what you'd been taught relieved the pain. And you then adapted the poses to what your body was telling you rather than what some expert had told you.
A lot of times we get very goal-oriented in a pose. You see the modeled pose in the book and you're trying to do it. But when you start tuning into the internal feedback, it's a whole nother level. You know, you'll go into a yoga class and you'll see somebody who's extremely flexible. And we have yoga competitions now where people win the gold medal or whatever. You know, it's not that I'm against competition per se. That's a whole nother conversation. But what's the point that's being missed is the person who's bending farther or more flexible or, you know, able to do a more exotic pose, the more advanced student, or the one who knows how to use the pose better to serve themselves. And that's a shift where, instead of the pose being a goal, it is a tool. So I think advancing in yoga is more about refining your practice than attaining something. And that relates to what you said, because that you learn to listen to the information that your body's telling you, feedback. But you also listen to teachers and external things. You're using poses, you're using yoga. That's all things you've learned from the outside. But you really need to balance that from what you're feeling and the feedback you're getting from the inside.
Okay, one other thing you talk about in that description is you kind of take a different approach to pain than I think most people have. And I'm going to paraphrase you, but it seems to me that what you say is that pain is part of a continuum of sensitivity, and that there's kinesthetic signals when we first begin to exercise that you say, feel good. And then it's as you push closer and closer to your edge, eventually you get to pain. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, pain is a whole information system. That's the way I like to look at it and show people how to relate to it. And also I say that pain is your friend. None of us want pain, but we don't realize that we need it. It defines our limits and it tells us when to start and stop. And when there are diseases you can get where you have no pain.
Leprosy, for one, right?
Yes. And it's, you know, causes severe problems. So you need pain. You just want, you don't want too much. And pain really isn't just one thing. That's the important point. It's like saying music. It's a whole spectrum of information. It's a language. And when you pay close attention to it, you start realizing that, you know, when you start bending forward and feel some stiffness in a muscle, that's actually a very low level of pain sensation. We don't call it pain. We just say, oh, I'm a little stiff as I bend forward. But if you go further, 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 that it's like turning the volume control up. And then at a certain point, you say, wow, that's painful. But it's really just an increased intensity of the same thing. And when it becomes sharp, it's very immediate, and your body's telling you, stop.
Right, right. In other words, it's an information system, and those sharp ones are, you know,
stop signs.
Well, they're huge